New data shows that 9 out of 10 avocado oil products flunked an authenticity test.
Mm-hmm.
You mean they're not really avocado oil?
I believe so, yeah.
All right.
They say they have avocado oil, but they're doing something to where they're able to kind of skirt that label to where they can say it, but they can't be held accountable because there's no avocado.
Because the avocado oil...
How do you swing it to say, well, you can say it, but you won't be held accountable for lying?
I think it's one of those things like, you know, American wasabi is just horseradish.
Yeah.
There's things that has... This has 0 grams of trans fat, but it has like 0.9 grams of trans fat.
Right.
You know,
like truffle oil. I think it's just...
Right,
truffle oil was this massive thing. People were paying a ton of money for it. And then we realized like there's not real truffles in it.
I'll tell you what, avocado oil potato chips are fantastic.
Oh, the Boulder?
Yeah.
I was just telling Phil about that brand.
I got a bag in my desk right now.
They are knocking it down. I don't like. I told Phil, I was like, I guess they're supposed to be better for you. It's just a good brand of chips.
No, it tastes great.
Yeah.
But you know what? Those the clever wording is just one of those psychological tricks that brands like to use to influence people. And in fact, they use a whole lot more.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
So this comes from one of our favorite websites there, Steve, listverse.com. And it's 10 psychological tricks brands use to influence you.
As far as
number 10 on the list, they go with the decoy effect. So what they say here, behavioral economist Dan, he tested a subscription pricing. He found something strange. Offering a bad deal could dramatically boost sales of a better one. So the magazine offered 3 choices, $59 for online only, $125 for print only, or $125 for both. Almost nobody chose the print only option. But its presence doubled the number of people who chose the print and online bundle. That middle option, clearly inferior, was acting as a decoy.
Oh, I see.
Makes sense, yeah. Oh, well, hell, I can get both. I have no interest in one, but now that they say I can get this thing I'm not interested in at a bundled price, I'll do it, yeah.
And honestly, I think it's the same thing that movie theaters do with like popcorn pricing. You know, you're not going to get the small. Nobody wants the small popcorn. And the large it seems like it's a ton more than that. So you're going to go for the medium. Well, you know, for 25 cents more, you can get the large. Well, shoot. Yeah, I'll get the large.
I mean, they do it at bars, airport bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, man, you want the 20 ounce beers for, you know, $1.50 more. Like, okay.
Yeah, you want a shot for like half price?
Yes.
It happened to me at 7-Eleven the other day. I was buying one of those like pre-made like Dunkin' coffees.
Yeah,
the guy's like, "Well, they're 2 for whatever," and I was like, "Oh, I guess better go get the other one."
I mean, you know, I would do it too.
Do you go with the scarcity timer? You ever been in this situation? You booked a hotel online and you see they've only got 1 room left at this price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they do the same thing with airlines,
but they're not necessarily lying. You just might find out that the other price they have is actually cheaper than the one they're having you bid on. We only have one left at $100, and you're like, "Oh crap, man, let's jump on this." And the next one that pops up is $89. You're like, God damn it.
10 people are looking at this right now. Mm-hmm. Last book 3 minutes ago.
Restaurants do it sometimes, too. Like, barbecue joints, I don't count because they literally have a finite amount.
When we run out, we are done, yeah.
But there is some restaurants that have stuff on their menu, and then it's like, we don't have it today. And, like, finally, I was like, do you ever have it? And the waiter's like, rarely.
He's like,
it's really good. We really only have it in-house, like, 2 days a week. I was like, you bastards.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's a similar tactic as to why auctioneering works. People ask what's with all the song and dance, what's with the chant and all that, is to create, honestly, pressure and a sense of urgency.
Well, pressure works, because it's a public thing. You know, you're sitting there and you got to raise your hand for something or whatever the case might be.
Exactly.
Pressure makes diamonds.
That's right. That's exactly right. 10 psychological tricks brands use to influence you. They go with anchoring. They're talking about JCPenney here. In 2012, JCPenney tried a bold move. They eliminated the fake sales. They offered honest prices every day. The result? Their revenue dropped by $1 billion in a single year.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because for decades, they were used to seeing a shirt that was marked down. This is usually $80, but now we're marking it down to $24. Even if the shirt was never actually $80, seeing that major deal, that makes people buy things more.
And a lot of times, just say it's on sale. What didn't they call out Amazon, like some of the Black for Cyber Monday deals?
Prime Day deals.
They were like, look, man, they're not lying. They're having a sale, but on this particular sale, the product you're buying is marked up 10%.
Exactly.
Back because people are so excited for the sale. And they're like, oh, no, it's a sale. We just didn't discount it. We raised the price, and you still bought it.
Yeah.
Correct. You're still buying it for the exact same price that you normally
yep.
We've heard about this one all the time, the color psychology.
Sure, absolutely.
McDonald's chose red and yellow for more than brand consistency. Red is psychologically linked to urgency and stimulation. It grabs attention, stimulates appetite. Yellow evokes warmth, happiness, and speed, which, to be honest, I am amazed that they could actually map this in the human brain to know that it's like, this color tells your brain this. Like, that's insanity.
Well, keep in mind, they've been doing that for years. It's just when you got around the big business, and McDonald's was smart to say, you know, they've done the studies. We're not doing the studies, but this information's here. So McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Carl's Jr. I mean, pretty much when you go through the fast food, Arby's, I mean, you name it. For the most part, it's going to be red, yellow, and orange.
Right. They might have a third color in there, but I feel like red and yellow are always
absolutely
involved.
Absolutely. They go with you ever done this? You've gone onto Amazon and you were trying to buy stuff. You put stuff in the cart and they say, you know, you get free shipping on orders over $25.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Shipping's $4. So, but they found that when you offer that, myself, my wife have both been included. It's like, well, you know, we get free shipping if we get one more T-shirt from the WWE shop.
Well, that's based on urgency. Like, it's going to be free shipping on Amazon probably no matter what. It's just a matter of how quickly do you need this item. So you're going to pay.
What he's saying. Well, it's only $4, but I'm about the $20 shirt. So I ended up spending $16 more than I would have if I just said, whatever.
I take Amazon out of it. But I mean, a lot of places that ship, because everything ships now. Yeah. Like, it's always that, spend this much and it's free shipping.
Free shipping, yeah.
So, and Mike's right. I fell for it too. Like, oh, you know what? I do need another, yet another baseball hat.
Yes.
And the thing is that we know that we're being scammed because we look at it and you're right. It's $3.99 for shipping. And like you said, I've got $16 in my cart. So I actually spend less if I just buy the doggone item. But, you know, you treat yourself to get some free shipping. It's basically like you got it for free.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just that reward. Like, I'll spend more money, but the shipping is free.
Right. Personalized recommendations. Again, these are psychological tricks that brands use to influence you. They say when Netflix shows you rows labeled because you watched, it creates the illusion of a tailored experience. But behind that friendly interface is an algorithm designed not to give you what you want, but will make you stay longer. They don't just learn your taste. It nudges you toward content that it wants you to watch, which is basically its original shows, which have a higher profit margin.
Right. Hey, since you watch this, we recommend. And look, to be fair, I know it's an algorithm. And look, I know they're duping me, but also, in those cases, you're probably not wrong.
Yeah, so I got to give credit.
Like, if you watch Jaws, you might like Deep Blue Sea. Like, I understand the connection you're putting in.
Exactly.
You watch Debbie proof. Does Dallas, you'll probably love Christy Canyon, you know.
Canyon's
social
canyon.
Proof. When you see 15,872 ratings at 4.6 stars on an Amazon listing, it instantly boosts your trust. Now, they call this social proof. Those numbers are actually often misleading. Many top-rated products have fake or incentivized reviews, with sellers offering discounts, refunds, or even cash in exchange for 5 stars.
Yeah.
No, I believe it.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I would do it. I mean, give us 5 stars, mm-hmm. I'll give you this. All right.
Cool.
Sure.
With this one, they call it default settings. When you create a Facebook account, you're opted into facial recognition, ad targeting, location tracking, and off-platform activity monitoring, unless you actively dig through multiple menus to opt out. That is completely intentional. Facebook uses default settings to quietly collect massive amounts of data, knowing most users won't even bother to change them. They just don't care.
And that's not just Facebook. I mean, anything you sign a contract with, subscription, yep. You name it. Facebook will always kind of be the face of deceit, but it's pretty much everybody.
Absolutely. They use Starbucks for this example here. Again, these are the psychological tricks brands use to influence you. They call it gamification. Say, Starbucks doesn't just serve coffee, it runs a psychological slot machine. The Starbucks Rewards program turns every purchase into progress towards a goal. You earn stars, unlock tiers, get bonus days, and receive custom challenges. You think about the number of, you know, have you joined our club? Have you, you know, put your phone number in and then we'll start getting you points. And after you get, honestly, after you spend $1,000 here, we're going to give you a free $25 t-shirt, that kind of a thing.
But it works, man. Look, my wife has like every rewards card from every store that has ever been created on this earth. And so she goes to a certain grocery store because it saves us money on gas, right? Even when we book an airline, there's no loyalty to an airline. They're all the same thing in the end. But we have this many miles on this one, so you stick with them. Right? I mean, that's it.
And
so
it's
smart.
Yeah, because if you use your points, I mean, I did it when I flew down to Vegas a couple months ago. Like, I basically had a free flight as I just used my points.
And I think it's smart if what you're selling is more of a commodity than a product, it makes sense to do a rewards program. Because in the end, if I need groceries, I just need food.
I
don't care what grocery store I go to. I need freaking food. But if I go to this one, I get rewarded. So now I go to this gas station, right?
Same one of Airlines. The best knives I own. I got free from a grocery store.
Right. Because
it was around Christmas. The guy was like, oh, you have this many points. Like, you qualify. And I was like, oh, thanks. It's a great knife.
That's awesome.
Then you stab the guy that gave it to him. Such a sad story.
Merry
then
Christmas,
I'll leave you with this last and final psychological trick.
Bah-humbug!
To influence you. Basically, it's easy as it can be. Minimalist design. Modern scammers don't build sketchy websites anymore. They copy and design language of legitimate, highly trusted brands. Many phishing pages now replicate Apple's minimalist style with gray backgrounds, sans serif fonts, rounded buttons, and generous white space. Some even mirror official Apple URLs with subtle typos and use real logos or embedded iframes to fool users into thinking that they're a secure portal. This works because minimalist design subconsciously signals competence and credibility. We've been trained to trust clean designs thanks to companies like Apple, Google, and Stripe.
Well, even going to someone's house. I mean, if they're a hoarder, you have one opinion. If it's spotless, you have a different one. Chances are the serial killer's in a spotless house, but still.
Yeah.
A little more meticulous.
Yes.